the siren controls installation.
See the checks.
It's not the first time we visited this.
Morning.
Appearances.
Here before you this morning in regards to EOC Project 2601, siren controls and installation. This project has been on the books now for a couple years. It would be to replace the electronic siren controllers at all the fire stations, which we, the county, are responsible for. That's the piece of equipment where we activate it from the EOC, and it actually activates their fire siren. The current controllers are over 20 years old, and in some cases, as some of you might attest to, we have problems, particularly in the summertime. They get heated, they get overheated, and they quit to function. We opened bids on October 2nd for the project. After we issued five bid packs, we only received one bid. A second bid was over 2 hours late, which we could not open. With that in mind, it's the recommendation that we reject the bid and rebid the project at a later date.
How much later?
I would like to turn it around very quickly.
In other words, you're just going to re-advertise?
Just re-advertise it. Everything's still in order. We just need to re-advertise it.
About 45 days you got to do it?
I believe it takes about 45 days, yeah.
Yeah, because this has been starting to be a mechanical concern.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, motion.
Be it moved to reject the bid for Project EOC 2601, siren controls and installation, with the intent of rebidding the project at a later date.
Which will be right now. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones made the motion.
Second
by Mr. Dukes. Allow the Emergency Operations Center Project EOC 2601, siren controls and installation, to reject the bids and re-bid right away. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's now, no, we got 15 minutes. Let's go to grant requests.
Okay.
Susan Webb?
I've got 10 today. The first one, Rabbits Ferry Community Center. Mr. Cole communicated with me earlier on an earlier date. I think you want this community improvements.
Well, I was going to, Mr. Rogers and I were...
Yeah, we're going to split.
$2,500
each. $25
each,
right?
Yes.
$2,500 each from Mr. Rogers' community funding and mine for Rabbits Ferry.
Need a second?
Need a second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to take $2,500 each from Rogers and Cole's community reinvestment funding for Rabbits Ferry Community Center building repairs. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I bet it is.
The second one, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Mr. Jones, I believe.
Yes, I'd like to give $200, please.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to allow St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital $200 from Mr. Jones' councilmatic grant funding. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Number three.
The Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce, also written to Mr. Jones.
What did we do last time?
We've done an assortment of things in councilmatic grants. We've done $500 with $100 each. We've done $500 with $125 with four.
That's when George probably broke.
Well, it's a Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. I got a couple chambers in commerce.
Well, you were out of money at that time.
Funded festivals and safe house and work studies. They've gotten one community improvement for $2,000, but they're looking for the Christmas parade.
Okay. I'd like to give $200.
Second.
Motion Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole, to give $200 for Mr. Jones' councilmanic grant funding for a Christmas parade for Georgetown Chamber of Commerce. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
The Missipillion Rotary Club of Milford for the benefit of the Kent Sussex industry. Also addressed to Mr. Jones.
$50 each? Kent Sussex? We always give it.
Everybody has always supported Kent Sussex in a group.
All right. How much? Motion Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $50 each from councilmanic grant funding to Missipillion Rotary Club's Kent Sussex Industries Benefit Gala. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
The Delaware Magic Girls Fest Pitch Softball.
$125.
In the past, we've done...
$125 each youth activity.
Yeah, $125, and then, right.
Youth activity?
Uh-huh, youth activity grant.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $125 each from youth activity, Rogers Jones, for the Delaware Magic Girls Fast Pitch Softball Tournament expenses. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The Milton Volunteer Fire Department for the parade.
Milton Community Parade.
Mr. Rogers had...
What did I get last time, $600, $700?
$600, $605.
I gave it $600 to the Milton Community Parade.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give $600 from Rogers Council Money Grant Funding to the Milton Community Parades put on by the Fire Department. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Dry Dock Incorporated. They've gotten councilmatic or community improvements.
We had a filler time. Community reinvestment.
Mr. Rogers.
I'd like to give the $5,000 from community reinvestment to the Dry Dock. It's a substance abuse program. They put 85 programs on a week. Excellent program. Mr. Motion?
How much did he say?
Second.
Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $5,000 from Rogers FY07 Community Reinvestment Program funding. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Makes me weak. I'm glad to see you finally coming off that money, Mr. Rogers. Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. It should be countywide because it's in Mr. Cole's district. Go ahead.
The Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation, Inc.
I'll go in half, whatever.
Half of whatever.
That's what we've done before. Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips, $500, $250 each.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, to give $250 each councilmatic grant funding to the Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation Incorporated annual fundraising campaign. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Laurel Pop Warner.
Laurel Pop Warner. Mr. Dukes has funded this in the past with councilmatic and youth activity.
How much?
$200 for councilmatic, $500 for youth activity was with Mr. Phillips and Mr. Dukes, $250 each.
You want to do youth activity, you'll use it. $250 each from youth activity from Mr. Phillips and Mr. Dukes. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the last one, the Sussex Sting Baseball Team. It's a 13 and under team, and we have no prior, previous grants to them.
I think we, where are they from, too? Do you have a letter from them?
Yeah, all over. The kids are coming from all different towns. I do have the letter.
$50 each.
So moved.
$50 each.
Don't worry about it, we got it.
$50 each youth activity?
Thank you, sir.
To the Sussex Sting Baseball Team program expenses, youth activity, $50 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, that's all.
Introduction to proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin?
I think we have a few. An